أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our profiles of the prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, in connection with the concept of Nubuwa, the institution of guidance, today we will look at a profile of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Now, if we go back to Prophet Musa and you remember what we talked about, remember he had saved Bani Israel from Fir'aun and brought them to Palestine, where they still had to fight with the Philistines who chased them out of their homes. Now, in the last battle, the sacred box which had the original tablets of the Torah was lost, and the Bani Israel felt quite lost. It is said that they spent many years with no land or homes. And finally, they approached Prophet Samuel, alayhissalam, and they asked him to appoint for them a strong king so that they could get back to their land. On the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Samuel, alayhissalam, appoints Talut as their king. Talut is known as Saul. And the Bani Israel did not like the choice because they said Talut was a poor and unknown man. And Prophet Samuel informed them that Talut had been chosen because of his knowledge, his wisdom and strength, and he would lead them to victory. With reluctance, they accepted, and it took Talut 20 years to find the sacred box which had the Torah, and it once more came back to the Bani Israel, who marched back to Palestine. Now, the leader of the Philistines was a huge man, and his name was Jalut, known in English as Goliath. Just looking at Jalut terrified the Bani Israel. Now let's see where Prophet Dawood comes into here. Well, Prophet Dawood, incidentally, his name means the loving one, and he was brought up in the house of his father Isha. He used to look after his father's sheep, and he used to earn his livelihood like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Prophet Dawood alayhi salam in the Quran. In Surah 38, Surah As-Sad, Ayah 20 says, وَعَتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. We gave him wisdom and a clear judgment. He also says in Surah Al-Anbiya, and it's so beautiful, he says, وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِدْبَالَ يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرَ. We made the mountains and the birds to celebrate our praise with Dawood. Besides looking after the sheep, he used to earn his living by weaving baskets and making armors. Allah made iron soft for him. It says in the Quran, وَعَلَنَّ لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. We made the iron soft for him. أَنِعْمَ الْصَابِغَاتِ وَكَدَّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. Say, make armors and assign a time to the making of armor. Now, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was present in the army of Talut. He was very young. He had not come to fight, but he had come to attend to his three older brothers who were soldiers and to bring news of the war back to their father. When Talut saw that Jalut had terrified his army, he tried to encourage his men by promising them great rewards if they faced Jalut. Now, he even promised that he would marry his daughter to the man who killed Jalut. Prophet Dawood went to find out what was going on. He'd never fought before, but he went to Talut and he said, I'm fit to fight this devil because I've killed a tiger and a bear who attacked my father's sheep. Talut was so impressed by his bravery that he accepted the offer. He gives Prophet Dawood alayhi salam an armor and tells him to be careful. But Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, before approaching Jalut, removes the armor, stands before the enemy with a catapult and the staff with which he used to tend to his sheep. Now you can imagine the sight. They're petrified of this man, and there's this little guy who stands in front of them with his catapult. Before Jalut could react to him, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam shot a stone from his catapult, which struck Jalut's forehead with such a force that it brought him down to the ground in a daze. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam then draws Jalut's heavy sword and kills him. Having witnessed the death of their powerful leader, the Philistines were demoralized and they ran away in panic. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam eventually did marry Talut's daughter Mikal, and he was made commander-in-chief to the army of Talut. And after Talut, he becomes the king, and Allah blesses him with a beautiful voice, reveals the Zabur to him. And as I mentioned, whenever he used to recite it, the mountains and the birds would join him too. Again, as Allah mentions in the Quran, iron was as soft as wax in his hands, and he used to make these special lightweight armors made of iron ringlets joined together. He used to sell these. Allah granted Prophet Dawood 19 sons, gave him the Zabur as well. Each of his sons hoped to inherit their father's throne, and Allah revealed to Prophet Dawood al-Islam some questions to put to each of his sons. Whoever answered the questions correctly would inherit his father's throne. So one day he calls all his sons together, and in the presence of all the scholars and leaders of all the tribes in his kingdom, he asks these questions. He says, which is the nearest thing to a human being? Which is the furthest thing to a human being? Which two things are attached to each other? Which is the most shocking thing? Which two things remain unchanged? Which two things are always different? Which two things are opposed to each other? What is the action, the result of which is always good? What is the action, the result of which is always bad? Only the youngest son, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, stood up and answered these questions. Let's go over the answers, and it's something for us to ponder over. He said, the nearest thing to a human being is the hereafter, because death comes at any moment. He said, the furthest thing from a human being is the time which has passed away. The two things that are attached to each other are the body and the soul. And the most shocking thing is a dead body without a soul. The two things which remain the same are the sky and the earth. The two things which are so different are the day and night. The two things opposed to each other are life and death. The action, the result of which is always good, is sabr, patience at the time of anger. And the action, the result of which is always bad, is haste at the time of anger. Let's look at some of the ahadith from which we can learn about his life a little bit more. There was a man who asked Ibn Abbas about what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about people who fasted, and because these months of fasting are here, it's a relevant question. And Rasulullah said that afzalu siyam siyamu Dawood, the best fast was that of Dawood. He spent the night praying and weeping, by which everything started to weep. And he said, those who were in sorrow were put to rest. He used to fast a day and break it another. He fasted days and rose up for prayers at night. There were no single hours in the nights that one of Dawood's children was not in prayer, and there was no single day in which one of them was not fasting. So there was always someone in his household praying and fasting. He was disciplined. He divided his day into four parts. A part to worship his Rabb. A part to spend with his family and his spouse, a part to meet the demands of Muslims, and a part to be able to answer questions for the Bani Israel. Let's look at some of the advice he gives to his son. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam reports that some of the advice that Prophet Dawud alayhi salam gave to Sulaiman was, Ya bunayya, iyaka wa kathrat al-dhahak, O my son, avoid laughing too much. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحْكِ تَطْرُقُ الْعَبْدَ حَكِيرًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Because laughing too much will humiliate that human being and make him needy on the Day of Judgment. He says, يَا بُنَيَّا, O my son, عَلَيْكَ بِطُولِ الصَّمْتِ Keep silent, إِلَّا مِنْ خَيْرٍ Except if you're saying something good. Regret over long silence is better than regret over too much talk. Ya bunayya, O my son, لو أن الكلام كان من فضة كان ينبغي للصمت أن يكون من ذهب. Speaking is like silver, silence is like gold. And the advice he gives the Bani Israel was, he says, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, لا يدخل أجوافكم إلا الطيب ولا يخرج من أفواهكم إلا طيب. Take care that nothing but pure enters your bodies, and nothing but pure comes out of your mouths. It is said that during the last years of his life, he withdrew from people, and he died at the time of Prophet death drew near. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam made his last will and testament, giving it to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he died, some of Mufassirin say, at the age of 70 years, and is buried in Baitul Muqaddas.